Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Yes, it is June 1st. Guess what? And it's also the first Monday of the month. This is your girl, Stevie Aisha Mills, and I am so excited to be here. You know, I love hosting this show for professional women entrepreneurs, and I'm so thankful to the founders of that organization who are Trinita Williams and Trishant Rhodes. They have allowed me to be here with you each and every month on the first Monday and the first Tuesday, so I do not take that lightly. I do want to tell you about what Professional Women Entrepreneurs is, and we also call it PWE. And basically, the goal is to empower the Renaissance woman who has a purpose, vision, and plan. And the vision is to help women around the world build businesses and grow their net worth. So I am excited about collaborating with them on that because it's such an amazing thing. And yes, it's very much in line with what I believe in personally and professionally. So I want to also tell you about the latest and greatest event that PWE has coming up. And it's in collaboration with Business as Usual, Verna Nickelberry. That's her organization. You know, Verna is a great friend of PWE and of mine as well. And they're doing networking for a purpose. And, y'all, it's going to be an all-white event. Check it out. They're doing it big. October 17, 2015 at 5 p.m. in Tucker, Georgia. And it's join us as we network for a purpose. 5% or 10% of the proceeds will be donated to the cause of your choice. And they are some of the things that they have mentioned are breast cancer, lupus, sickle cell, autism. And so tell us what cause are you passionate about. I think that's such a hot concept. And they have gift bag contributors starting at $15. Then you can get a vendor table for $50. You can be a VIP vendor, which includes ticket for event, dinner, logo, and flyer, and that's only $100. Or you can sponsor it for $200. Y'all, I'm going to put this flyer in our group, PWE Empowerment Radio Group, because you definitely want to be connected. You definitely want to know how you can be a VIP sponsor for $400 and include two tickets for an event, dinner, logo on flyer, and website VIP bag, photo on website added to website, pink carpet interview on PWE Empowerment Blog Talk Radio, and you get VIP seating. If you just want to be an attendee, then they're doing early bird ticket prices for just $35, or you can get a VIP ticket, includes VIP seating and VIP bag, for just $45, and it ends in August. So y'all have plenty of time. Get yourselves right. Whether you're going to be a sponsor or a vendor, it is totally up to you. But if you know, like I know, the ladies of PWE do things so right, so y'all need to be there. And again, we are on Facebook, PWE Empowerment Radio. And what you want to do is go ahead and like that page so that you can stay with the latest and greatest that PWE Empowerment Radio has and PWE has as a whole, because I'm telling y'all, they are doing some dynamic things, taking over. So let me tell you, you know, every month I try to bring you some phenomenal guests that you might not hear anywhere else but PWE Empowerment Radio. They are some really good girlfriends of mine normally, because I know we cater to women here on this show. So they're usually women. Sometimes we might sprinkle a man or two in, but these women, I call them chicpreneurs, y'all. They are the best and the brightest in what they have and what they do. And let me tell you, this young lady here who y'all going to be hearing from in just a few moments, she is amazing. She does something really phenomenal that we all need. You know, I have parents. I grew up an only child, so I have a very blended family. But my mom and my dad are not getting any younger, neither are we. But she does something amazing, and that's to be a caregiver. Not only is she a caregiver, she trains and coaches other people to be caregivers. And one of the things I know that Sonetta Hill is very passionate about is just taking care of that whole person, because caregivers, I'm told, get burnt out very easily. And we don't want anybody to be burnt out. We don't want our parents, our grandparents, whoever you're taking care of to be burnt out. We don't want you to be burnt out. And it's so amazing. So she is going to give us what we need. She is located in Tallahassee, Florida, but her brand and her vision are worldwide. She is just so super duper phenomenal in what she does. She comes with some strategy. She comes with just PowerPoint. She comes with such dynamic, uniform information that I know if she's presenting like this, y'all, she knows how to take care of some people. So I am super excited to bring to the mic and to the PW Empowerment Radio film stage tonight our dear friend, Sonetta Hill. Sonetta, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I am here.
Awesome. Good. Awesome.
Yes.
Well, I am going to turn this sound stage over to you because you are the featured guest, and I know everybody is waiting to hear from you and hear what you have to say, girl. So take it away.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Stevie, for such an amazing introduction. First, I want to say good evening to everyone. I hope you each have had a magnificent Monday. I am Sonetta Hill, also known as the Caregiver Coach. I am excited and blessed to be here to be able to speak with you guys tonight. And as I was thinking about what is it that I want to talk about, and I was meditating and praying on it, God gave me the topic, getting back to me. It is mid-year, y'all. I cannot believe we are halfway through the year. Today is the first day of the sixth month of the year. It's June 1st, 2015. And tonight, I want to give you strategies and tips on how to get back to you so you can finish the remainder of this year by doing something that you, that's why you on this call, are passionate about doing or have dreams to do. And finish this year out with a bang. I want to say to you first, for being on this call tonight, you are awesome. I will repeat that again. You are awesome. As Stevie informed you tonight, I am a caregiver. I became a caregiver at a very young age, unexpectedly and very suddenly. I was still in undergraduate school pursuing my degree to become an occupational therapist. Call that shook my life, that changed my life, in addition to my siblings a great deal, that my mother had had a stroke. Being that I was studying in the healthcare field, I was like, please let it be a minor stroke or it's a stroke that can be reversed. Our story ended nothing like that. My mom had a massive stroke, underwent three invasive brain surgeries where she had to pretty much learn to do everything and that was needed to survive on a day-to-day basis all over again. And presently, myself and my siblings, we still provide care for her because she has a cognitive impairment and a speech impairment as a result of her stroke. Your caregiving story may not be the same as mine. Although I work specifically and a great deal with persons with physical disabilities and caregivers who are caring for a loved one, I also work with caregivers who are wanting to pursue their dreams. A caregiver to me does fall under that umbrella of caring for a loved one, someone that may be ill or have a physical disability. But if you are a mom and if you are a dad who is a caregiver, have a child or a son or a daughter, or you're caring for a niece or a younger sister or sibling, you are considered a caregiver because you're providing care for a loved one. And being a caregiver takes a special kind of person, especially when you are juggling the responsibilities of making sure everyone else is okay on a day-to-day basis, whether it is personally and professionally, to make sure that the financial needs are met. How do you know? I just told you my story. I have been a caregiver for over 8 years, and the journey of being one has not been easy. However, with the grace of God and constant prayer, I have learned to seek out ways to have life more abundantly as I perform my caregiver duties and balance my personal and professional life. And tonight, I want to share with you a few strategies, steps, and solutions on how to get back to you. You deserve that. Getting back to you is very big to me, as Stevie mentioned. I see a lot of caregivers that's just on the run. They're just constantly, mom has this appointment, or I got to make sure dad's food is pureed, or my son has a softball game. And they're constantly on the go for everybody else, but who is on the go for you? And as many caregivers know, carving out time for you to achieve your personal tasks and goals personally and professionally, it can be challenging and very difficult at times. I know that from personal experience. and I'm speaking from a place of transparency to each of you on this call tonight. But I want to share with you some of the major strategies and solutions I have learned to implement on my day-to-day walk as a caregiver and for myself as a person to have an abundant life. I want to share three major steps with you tonight on how to get back to you. One of the things I'm also going to share with you is some of the dilemmas that occur that kind of detours us from getting back to you. And one of them I found for myself personally as being a caregiver and talking to several of my clients and patients and families that I work with, and some of my clients that I work with on my life coaching who are moms and dads or siblings that are taking care of younger siblings, they all, and I felt this way too, I felt like I was in a state of bondage. They say, I feel like I'm just bonded to providing this care to my loved one. And bondage, by definition, is a state of being bound or captive. When you are a caregiver, whether you're a mom caring for your five-year-old daughter, or you are a daughter caring for your 76-year-old dad, it is easy to slip into caregiver bondage mentality, which leads out of my only role in life is to provide care because my loved one needs me. Yes, this is very true. But at the end of the day, if you're only rushing dad to take your son to a football game or daughter to take your mom to a doctor's appointment or older sister who maybe have custody and is raising their younger siblings because of a tragic incident and running to take them to a swimming lessons, or son who is 36 caring for their 82-year-old dad who wants to go golfing, and you're always making sure the needs of everyone else is met, when do you get back to you? That is the question that I pose tonight. When do you get back to you? Yes, it is very true. Your loved one needs your help, but you need your help too. If you don't take care of you, how are you going to provide quality care and maintain a sense of focus and the mentality of I should have an abundant life as well? And tonight I'm not ashamed to share this with you guys. It was by the grace of God and being kept by him that I'm able to sit here and honestly say this, that I, for the most part, have a balanced quality of life. Granted, some days are crazy and chaotic. Some days I feel like, okay, I'm in cruise mode. It's good. It's smooth sailing. Some days I may hit a U-turn. My day may hit a little U-turn. Some days may be a little bumpy. And then some days, those rough days, it feels like I'm just trudging on the mountains, going around curves, going up high hills. And those are the days that I've learned to seek out resources and really get quiet and just pray to figure out how can I make what happened during that day, during that chaotic day, that I can learn from to make my life a little bit easier as I get back to me at the end of the day. And one thing I want to say about my chaotic days that I've learned, because it's easy to panic, flip out, just get stressed, get angry, get frustrated. I did that. In the beginning stages of my caregiver, I didn't know what to do with myself. I was extremely young, trying to figure out, okay, what is my next step? I need to get a job. I got to pass my boards. And now you're telling me I have to provide care for my mom, who I thought that would be way later on down in life. So I know how crazy and chaotic it gets. But I want to share with you what the Bible says about bondage tonight. This is a solution that I'm really firm on staying in God as I do everything in life. And I read about this scripture, and it says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." Galatians 5:1. You are a caregiver, that is true, but it doesn't mean you should not have a quality of life. For so long, I put my personal and professional life on hold as a caregiver because I didn't know how to juggle it all. But one day I was reading the Bible, and in Psalms 37:4, it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." I say that again, delight yourself in the Lord, meditate in him, get quiet in him, him for assistance and help. He'll bring those things to you, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So I've given you some solutions and given you a little background information on some of the things that may detour you from getting back to you. Now I want to make that U-turn for the greater, for the better, because you deserve that this year, in this midpoint of the year, June 1st, 2015, on how to get back to you. So the first step, ladies and gentlemen, that I want to share with you is meditate for me. Regardless how busy you get and how chaotic your life may be, you must take the time to take 10 to 30 minutes a day and meditate in you. Take that time for you. You deserve that. I strongly urge this. I call these the time for me checkpoints. These checkpoints can consist of deep breathing exercising while meditating, reading inspirational resources such as the Bible. I'm also going to offer you guys a freebie that I have available tonight. I'll tell you how to get connected with me for that. Taking a 30-minute power nap, rejuvenation of the body by taking a walk in the yard, or simply enjoying your favorite beverage. I love tea, so having a cup of mint tea with a teaspoon of honey and just taking those 10 minutes to just breathe and kind of bring it down midday, 12 o'clock after I've seen like maybe 5 patients, just to bring it down, like, okay, to get myself back sooner so I can make sure that I provide quality care to my clients, but at the same time I'm taking care of me because I'm calming my brain down. I'm allowing my body to relax a little bit because it's so easy to get tense throughout the day because you're maybe at work working at a computer doing different things. Or you may be driving, or you could be a business owner making sure everything is done, but it's important to take those. Step number two is accept the day. You got to accept the day for what the day is. During the journey of caregiving, it is important to realize that every day will not be peaches and cream. There will be days you will ask, is there a full moon tonight? What is really going on? It seems like nothing you are doing, nothing you have planned today, but it seems to be crumbling or falling apart or not falling into place. I have learned to chunk these up as God is testing me. My patience is going to be built. My endurance is going to be built, and I am going to be stronger the next day. Let me take time to focus on how I can have a better day the next day. And I'm not perfect. I have days where I kind of question or doubt it, but for the most part, I say, Lord, what is it that you're trying to show me in this difficult day today where nothing is falling in place? I've written everything on my planner, but none of this is falling in the day. So, however, if you're caring for someone that may have a physical disability or impairment like dementia, and the day and with that particular disease, things can be night and day some days. Some days, no matter what you do, you can deal with the aggressive behavior or mom not recognizing you, dad or not recognizing you. I understand that. But just see what those irritants are that is triggering your loved one that may have a cognitive impairment such as that, to kind of eliminate yourself from repeating those same steps because you know that that is something that makes them aggressive or a little bit irritated. Step three, to getting back to you. Wrong wasn't built in a day. Today is your opportunity to take those new steps to start to get back to you, but it's not going to happen overnight. So I urge you to take baby steps, whether it's tonight is sitting down, journaling and reflect. If you did a journal at the beginning of the year, these are the goals that you wanted at the beginning of the year, reflect on those goals. If you only have achieved one, number one, look to see what number two is. Take the time tonight, carve out, okay, I did goal number one, but let me focus on goal number two and three, and let me see how I could chump that up and celebrate this because I'm celebrating the fact that I'm getting back to me today, June 1st, 2015, and I am going to finish this year with a bang and complete my other two goals that I planned at the beginning of the year. You have to take baby steps when you have any goal, dream, or aspirations. So if your goal was, I am going to write a book, and if you started on the book and stopped, start slowly taking 30 minutes a day. That could be a part of the one of your checkpoint times where you just take some time and write a paragraph or two and really get back to you and doing something that you love. And what I have realized is this is a big one for me. Wrong wasn't built in the day because I'm a person that wants it done. I want to get everything done. I have a million ideas, a million visions. But I had to realize this process that wrong wasn't built in a day. And when you're caring for someone, you have to be very strategic on how you achieve these goals. So something that I've also learned personally and with my clients if you don't take time for yourself and take the time to get back to you, society may think, oh, she has it all together. She's providing that care for her daughter. He's providing that care for his dad. He's able to do all of that. But deep down inside, you're dying. You're miserable. At night, at the end of the day, you're sitting with, like, I have spent the whole day providing care, but what have I done for me? And to eliminate, that's the first sign of you really need to start taking care of yourself when you start to feel like that or think like that. But you also really need to hone into that and pay close attention, because you don't want to find yourself state where you're socially withdrawn, because you just feel like the only thing my life is and the only thing that I am here on this earth to do is just to provide care. That's not true. God wants you to have life more abundantly. So once you realize that Rome wasn't built in a day, and that you do not want to be in a dark place, as I said, you have to take those big steps. It could be reading that book for maybe 15 minutes if it is you want to start a business, or if you want to go back to school, signing up for one class. You don't want to overwhelm yourself, because, like I say, being a caregiver is a huge responsibility, but you got to make sure you have your balance points in there. If it's you like this tea or you like this favorite restaurant, learn how to implement that in your schedule. As well as if you're taking mom to a doctor's appointment and you're wanting to start an appointment, sometimes wait time can be 30 to 45 minutes. Utilize that time to your advantage. And I just want you to know, whatever it is you want to accomplish personally and professionally, take the time to do so. Take the time to get back to you. You deserve it. And I came up with this walking out of bondage pledge as a caregiver, and I love it, and I want to share it with you guys. I am a caregiver. I deserve to have life more abundantly. I will embrace each day by doing and taking time for me. I will get back to me. I will do something I love at least two times a day. I will not beat myself up when I don't have a good day. I am human. I make mistakes. I understand that I was created and chosen by God to be a caregiver. I will take the necessary to live life to the fullest to provide a quality of care. I am a caregiver. I am amazing. I am flexible. I am unique. And most of all, I am limited. I am a caregiver that rocks. I am Sunita Hill, your caregiver coach, empowering you to age with grace and comfort at home. I thank each and every last one of you for allowing me to share this space with you tonight. I am giving away a freebie, my affirmation card. If you could please connect with me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/gracefulinhomeaging, and let me know that you were on the Empower Women call tonight. Or if you could connect with me on my website and go to our contact page on www.gracefullyagingathome.com and let me know that you are on this call. I will share those affirmation calls with you for just being a participant on this call and allowing me to share this space with you, because I'm big on affirmations. I'm big on inspiration, because it helps you to have a quality of life as you strive to achieve your goals. Thank you again for allowing me to share this space, and I'm going to turn it over to Stevie.
Awesome. I knew, guys, that when she comes to the stage, she's going to tear it up, because I've heard her present several times, and it just is amazing how thorough she is. And so that definitely is letting you know that she's not only in the right field, but she's been called for the purpose of being in that field, because I am a true believer that the way that you do anything is how you do everything. So thank you for coming by PWE Empowerment Radio. But we do have some questions for you before you go. So,
okay.
Yes. I just really want to know what next for you. You know, you're a coach, you're a writer, you're a speaker. What's coming up next? What's your summer looking like?
Oh, my gosh, my summer is looking great. This summer I will be releasing a book specifically for caregivers, so please be on the lookout for that. I am looking to expand my coaching program this summer to really get out there and do some speaking engagements. So I'm planning right now to do my first workshop. So like I said, you guys connect with me via Facebook or on our website. We do have some great things coming up. I also am getting ready to release a few products, do some inspirational products within our company, Graceful In-Home Aging. So we have some great things on the radar to finish this year out with a bang. So I'm excited. I am blessed and humbled just that God is using me in this capacity. And also I am going to be launching my coaching program. I've been doing it kind of independently, one-on-one, but I wanted to get out there and reach some healthcare businesses, companionship-type service businesses, and just individuals, but be able to do it on a more of a hands-on, individualized basis. So we're doing like our 5-week coaching program, 2-month coaching program, and these programs are not just talking to you, listening to you, giving you maybe 1 or 2 steps. I really go in these programs. I'm listening to what you're desiring to do and what are your obstacles and trials as a caregiver. And we're coming up with individualized strategies just for you as that caregiver and being able to help you to accomplish your goals in these programs. So they're invasive. You're going to leave with resources and just a renewal mind on ways to have a quality of life as you provide care.
Absolutely awesome. I love it. And we are excited to hear that because what you do is so vital. You know, everybody at some point is either going to have to make a decision to become a caretaker or they're going to have a decision to hire one. And I don't know what you do. And it's becoming a reality. It's something where people could get fearful. You know, we want the best for our parents, but we don't know, you know, what to look for. You hear horror stories, what you're doing is very, very valuable. And I'm sure you've heard that before, but I just had to tell you.
Thank you. And Stevie, you just said something. A lot of times caregivers, they do have to sometimes hire people to come in and assist with their loved one as they work. And they're always like, well, I don't want to bring anybody. And our company helps with that. We go through a thorough screening process with different companies. And based upon my experience and what I've seen, I talk to these companies. I can do a consultation and give you true, honest, transparent feedback on companies that we screen based upon research. No matter where you are, we can help you if you're in Texas and we're here in Tallahassee. Or if you're way in Washington, we can help you and we're here in Tallahassee because we have our virtual service. So please don't let it be the thought that, oh, they're in Tallahassee. We help you worldwide, as Stevie mentioned earlier. So finding companionship for your loved one to provide care can be challenging, but we're here to help.
Well, that is a blessing because, you know, I'm in North Carolina and I'm definitely trying to figure it all out then later.
Right.
So I'm excited. We only have about 1 minute left. Can you believe that? Time flies when you have a
chance. Yes, it does.
So thank you again. Everyone, thank Ms. Hill for coming by. You guys, you can get the replay by going to the same link. And tomorrow you can join me at Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here at PWE Empowerment Radio. We'll have our guest, Misty Anders-Clemens, and she is going to talk about stress. So these two topics went hand in hand. God orchestrated that right on out. So I will see you tomorrow. Keep rocking out your first day of June. Hugs and love. And everyone be blessed. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.